The New Factory Thinker by Bill Bishop. Chapter 25. Interfaces. My company Bishop Communications, which I started in 1987, was built on the foundation of an interface, the Apple Macintosh desktop operating system. Based on a GUI architecture, graphic user interface, the Mac was a vast improvement on the green screen DOS-based computers that preceded it. Until the Mac came along, computers did not inspire me. They were just a step up from a typewriter. But the Mac interface empowered me. I could see dozens of ways I could make money from it, specifically electronic publishing. I could create newsletters and magazines from start to finish, all on the Mac screen. Emboldened by this interface, I quit my job and started a publishing business. Over the years, the emergence of other interfaces also empowered me. A technology called First Class enabled me to create a second company to provide bulletin board systems, BBS, to corporate clients. The World Wide Web interface spawned scores of lucrative business opportunities, and the iPhone OS interface changed the way I do business. These experiences taught me that interfaces in themselves create value. They also make their inventors a lot of money. Consider these interfaces: YouTube, videos, Facebook, friends, Google search, and TripAdvisor, travel reviews. These interfaces, and many like them, are popular because they provide an easy and pleasant way to do something useful. They also organize and simplify the management of information. New factory thinkers understand that the company that creates the best interface wins. They know that consumers are fickle and impatient. If a new and better interface comes along, they know their customers will jump ship in a jiffy. So they take the creation of interfaces very seriously. That's why even Google has to maintain strict control over their homepage, a minimum of text, lots of white space, and continuously upgrades the power of their search algorithms. Even the king of search could be usurped by a better interface. There are two kinds of interfaces that a new factory thinker can create: machine-based and human-based. A machine-based interface resides online and is accessed by the consumer using their computer or other device. A human-based interface involves live human interaction between the interface agent and the customer. Either way, they perform the same function. Whether machine or human, the interface makes it easier for the customer to get things done. As the world explodes exponentially with new information, new technology, and new ideas, the demand and need for interfaces will rise accordingly. We need interfaces to manage our money, our health, our time, our relationships, our hobbies, and our businesses. We also need interfaces to manage all of our interfaces. Take passwords, for example. Back in the 1990s, I had one or two passwords to remember. Now I have over 100 for all of the services I use on the internet. To manage them, I subscribe to LastPass. After logging into LastPass, it automatically logs me into all of my other sites. This saves me time, and I don't have to keep all the passwords in my head. As a result, I feel less stressed. Note: while I was writing this book, hackers attacked LastPass. This security breach was disconcerting, but I continued to use the service because the interface is so pivotal in my work. Designed as a value hub, new factories are interfaces by default. Customers come to a new factory to access a galaxy of resources, either online or by dealing with a human being. The better the interface provided by the new factory, the more members it attracts, and the more repeat business it generates. This has been my experience with Amazon. They provide me with a one-step buying process called one-click. Once I find what I want, I simply click a button and the process is done. They already have my credit card and my shipping address. Their publishing interface is also sublime. Working on their Crete eSpace interface, I can publish a book, including this one, with ease. The process takes 90% less time than the traditional publishing process and costs 75% less. Of course, you might not yet have the resources to develop an interface like Google or Amazon, but that's okay because you can act as a human interface. You can help your members deal with complexity and enable them to get things done quicker. You can be their trusted advisor and a one-stop source for information and assistance. I have many people in my life who act as an interface for me. At home, I have an assistant who handles 99% of my household chores. Whenever we have a problem with our house, like a leaky roof, I get her to source a contractor to solve the problem. I don't have to know, or want to know, the details. At my cottage, I have a fellow who acts as my rural resource interface. Whenever there is a problem, like a collapsed tree, I call him. With a minimum of communication, he ascertains the issue, finds a contractor, and gets the job done. I also have a team of people at my office who also act as interfaces. I tell them that they are my complexity catchers. Their job is to catch complexity before it reaches me. As a result, they free up my time and energy to do my job, coaching members and writing books like this one. So become an interface for your customers. Make their life simpler and more organized. Become the single source they seek out whenever they have a problem or need something. Make it easier for them to get things done. Be more helpful than anyone else they've ever met. Catch their complexity. Be indispensable. Note, being an interface does not mean you have to be a doormat or a slave. It's not necessary for you to be available 24/7. You can set your boundaries. In the book Lean Startup, Eric Ries chronicles a step-by-step method for developing an effective interface. He suggests that you begin with a concierge stage, where you do everything manually using human-to-human contact. Then you slowly migrate functions and activities online while reducing the company's human involvement. In this incremental fashion, the interface evolves based on what works and what doesn't. We used this method for a personality test we created called the Trumark Index. Once we had developed the first version of the questions and the schema for the personality profiles, we tested them on 100 live subjects and created the reports manually. Based on this experience, we fine-tuned the questions and began to slowly automate the reporting function. Then we created an interface so the subject could complete the test online. Ultimately, we arrived at an effective interface for the test that is completely automated. Once you start thinking in terms of interfaces, you will see many business opportunities that were previously obscured by old factory thinking. You'll see how you can create better interfaces for your company, both online and in person. You'll also see how you can create an interface for your whole industry, or even beyond your industry. Like conceptual value, interface value is a packaging exercise. The best online interface is a dashboard or portal that masks infinite complexity. It turns something disorganized and fragmented into something simple and elegant. This is the premise behind the success of Uber, for example. It provides a simple interface to order a taxi. It displays how far away the cab is and when it will arrive. It shows you the name of your driver and the estimated cost of the trip. It also keeps track of your trips and how much you paid. You can also rate the drivers and they can rate you. The transaction is then concluded automatically because the system already has your credit card. That's why Uber contends it's a technology company, not a taxi company. It merely provides an interface that is better than what came before. So start thinking about interfaces. Where is there an opportunity for you to create a new interface? If you come up with the right idea, you could make billions.